grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the Old Testament lesson for this Sunday, found in the 22nd chapter of Genesis, verses 7 and 8 and verse 13. And Isaac said to his father Abraham, "My father." And he said, "Here am I, my son." He said, "Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" Abraham said, "God will provide himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son." And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. There are times in life when our faith in a good and gracious God is sorely tested. Tested because of things that have happened in our own life or that we see happening around us in the world. There are times when faith is sorely tested. And in the Old Testament lesson for this last Sunday before Holy Week, we see the patriarch Abraham, his faith sorely tested and tried. Abraham lived as long before the coming of Christ as you and I live after the coming of Christ. Through Abraham, God chose the Jews to be his ancient chosen people, the people from whom the promised Savior of the world would be born. And God revealed to Abraham that that promise of the Savior would be fulfilled through the descendants of his son Isaac, who was the son born to Abraham in advance old age, a son dearly loved. But now Abraham faces a tremendous test, as we heard in the Old Testament lesson. We read, God tested Abraham and said to him, "Take your son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering." Here God is telling Abraham to kill the son from whose descendants the Savior was to be born. Here it seems as if God is contradicting his own promise. I wonder if anyone can really imagine the horror, the anguish in Abraham's heart when he heard this terrible command of the Lord. In his anguish, Abraham may have thought, Why are you telling me to kill my dear son Isaac, through whom your promise will be fulfilled? Why are you doing this? How can your promise be fulfilled if I obey your command and kill Isaac? How can you expect me to trust you? Yes, we can scarcely imagine the anguish of Abraham. But whatever Abraham's feelings may have been, Abraham continues to trust God. He prepares to kill Isaac, his son. It was only at the very last minute, as Abraham takes the knife into his hands and prepares to plunge it into Isaac's heart, the angel of the Lord calls out to Abraham, "Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him, because now I know that you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." And it was then that Abraham saw behind him a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it instead of his son. Abraham passed the test. He trusted in God above all things. And that is why Abraham is called the father of all believers. So ask yourself, do I trust in God above all things? Faced with the kind of test God gave Abraham, would I pass it? Would I do as God asks? No matter how far beyond all understanding his command might be? Or would I balk? Would I hesitate? Would I say in my heart, how unfair this all seems to be? I don't know about you, but I doubt very much that I would pass such a test. Because, as a sinner, I simply don't fear, love, and trust in God above all things. And the many sins in my life are evidence of mine own inability to trust in God above all things. I stand accused before the judgment seat of God and can only plead for mercy. And God has had mercy, for God spared not his own dear son, but gave him up for us all. And this wonderful story clearly points to Christ. Isaac is a son, just as Christ is Son of God and Mary's son. Isaac carries the wood on which he's to be sacrificed. Christ carries the wood of the cross, not to Mount Moriah as Isaac did, but to Mount Calvary. Isaac goes without complaint. Jesus goes without complaint. And there is that wonderful exchange between Isaac and Abraham when Isaac says, "My father, here is the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" And Abraham replies, "God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering, as he in fact did there on Mount Moriah." But in these words, We hear not only of what happened 2,000 years before the coming of our Lord, we hear of what God would in fact do in fulfillment of his promise of the Savior. God will provide for himself a lamb. Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Just as the ram caught in the thicket took the place of Isaac, just so the Lord Jesus takes our place, enduring all that we by our sins have deserved. And there is also this, in the sparing of Isaac's life, in his return to life with his father Abraham, we see a foreshadowing of Jesus' resurrection. The ancient rabbis said that Isaac came down from the mountain of sacrifice, laughing for joy. And when the women returning from the tomb on that first Easter morning meet the risen Lord, what does he say to them? He says, rejoice. Jesus took our place, just as the ram in the thicket took the place of Isaac. God placed all our sin on his innocent son. And when God raised him from the dead, God absolved his son, not of his own sins, for he had none. God absolved him of our sins, which he bore. And so the resurrection of the Lord Jesus is the Father's word of pardon to the whole lost world. There's something very fitting about hearing the story of Abraham and Isaac on this last Sunday before Holy Week begins, because it points forward to our Savior's passion, death, and resurrection, which, once again, we shall be privileged to remember and ponder and celebrate as Holy Week and Easter come again. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Thank you.